Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. We got some, you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Pat Weber with us right now. Patricia Weber is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is America's number one sales coach. And she is, she works quite a bit with introverts as well. And her company's name is Professional Strategies Incorporated, and she's our good friend, a long time member of our Brain Trust. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Just watch it when you keep going down that long time.
Well, we got you when you were only about 16, as I remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And by the way, April is your 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. April, how about that? So we got to get you back for your 11th anniversary. How about that, huh?
I'll be there. Are we gonna
How many radio programs do you know that are celebrating 11th anniversaries with their guests?
Yeah, I really can't think of one even that, you know, might broadcast here in Norfolk, Virginia. I just can't think of one.
I'm not saying there aren't any, but how many? There are not that many. Anyway, we're glad we appreciate your steadfast support of all that we do and all that we do for small business. And I know you work hard in your area for small businesses. One of the areas that you kind of focus on, Pat, is introverts. You've been working quite a bit on that topic, haven't you?
Yes, for about 3 years after a coach of mine helped me to get really clear on, you know, what is unique about me. Well, that's what's unique about me. I'm an introvert who has been in sales for, well, more years than I've been on your radio show. And so it's been a really beautiful awakening because there are so many small business owners and independent professionals, particularly now, that there might be people leaving their jobs, not necessarily because they want to, and going out on their own. And so I do specialize in them because we have some unique things to bring to customers.
Well, one of the things, you know, what about when introverts get laid off and they want to start a business? Is there an extra degree of difficulty for someone like that? Someone who's not like, I don't think I'm an introvert, but I don't know that I'm an extrovert, believe it or not. But what's the other term? There's another term for that.
Well, you could be an extroverting introvert.
Oh, there's another term for it, but never mind that. My point is, some people who get laid off.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. The reason I have my business right now, and by the way, this is my 20th year, and May will be my 20th anniversary as a small business owner. I got downsized twice in 18 months.
Wow.
And so I said, you know, I was going to get my resume together after the second time, and I said, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started my own business. But I had, you know, I knew how to get up and go out into the marketplace. Some people who've been employees all their life, they've been sort of mm-hmm. taken care of by the patriarchal corporation or whatever. You know, how do those people get up off their backside and go out in the marketplace and carve out their own niche?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, Jim, because I do think that what's happening now is with more people getting laid off, there are more people, even if it's in between what they want in terms of a regular job, they're going out into business for
right.
themselves, and a lot of them will be introverts. And why I think now is such a good time, if they know how to do it correctly, we have such innate traits that people who buy want. Right now, the reason why many introverts who are already in business are getting more successful is because they go at sales differently. They approach it first from the value of what they have. Well, guess what? Right now in a recession, that's what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have all this relationship building at first, and that's what introverts are good at second. We bring value first, and then we deepen the relationship. And if we can remember that, then all those traits about ourselves as an introvert that would help us build value, like you and I know, Jim, even on your radio show, all of your guests, there's not a lot of small talk, is there?
No.
Go right into it.
We try to. Well, we try to do a little bit of chat and a little bit of entertainment, but we do our best to deliver the goods.
Well, entertainment is different than small talk. But yes, I mean, because I have listened to other of your, in particular, Brain Trust members, and it's very rare that there's not value that someone can come away from your radio show with. And I don't know if that's just your style or how it happened, but what I'm
that's our reason for being here. But one of the things that here's something you talked about value just a minute ago, and I want to talk about that. See, I wonder how many introverts, or at least people, maybe just they're not introverts, they just don't have a lot of self-confidence, especially if they've just been laid off. Your self-confidence takes it right in the gut. And so I wonder how many people who have value, and they think and they know that they could have value, but they're not good at, they're not experienced at getting it out there. I mean, you and I both know people mm-hmm. who don't have all that much critical mass, but they're great at convincing people that they do. And so, and how many people do you know who you wonder why they're doing, why they've even got a job or a customer, because you know that they don't have much behind what they're saying, but they know how to convince people to do business with them. And the converse of that is somebody who has a lot of value, not like the introvert, but they don't know how to say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Yeah, isn't that interesting observation that it is that way a lot of times? I think the people that have a lot of value, well, I don't know, which would be easier, having a lot of value and not knowing how to present it, or knowing how to present it but not having much value? I think that last part is probably how we got in the problem that we are today.
Well, it is. Now, I will tell you this, though. I had a lot of value, but when I started my business, I faked a little bit. I can tell you, when I started my business, I knew how to do some stuff, but I faked some stuff too. I don't mind telling you. Stand by, Pat. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come right back and talk about maybe your next business. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Strawberry Alarm Clock from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. It's my pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you, and there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. You can check out my blog while you're there. I hope you will. I'm kind of proud of that. Also, my newsletter, you can see a sample of what it looks like and subscribe. We'll send it to you for free every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And you can check out, you can read articles, you can listen to interviews of past guests that I've interviewed in the past. Thousands of each one of those there, about 1,500 Brain Trust members, like our good friend Pat Weber, who's with us right now. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. Lots and lots of stuff that'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Pat Weber is the number one sales coach, especially for introverts. She's focusing on that as part of her, one of the main approaches to her, of her professional life. Pat, give us your website and tell folks how we can find you.
Patricia-Weber with 1B .com. Patricia-Weber.com. That's actually my blog, so that's a good place to start. And you can connect with me online. Did you know, Jim, that the highest percentage so far, at least assessed, on the Twitter website are INT or is it INSs? Anyway, they're introverts.
Oh, really?
17% are introverts in the Myers-Briggs, one of those categories that fall out into 16 different assessments. Yeah, I found that pretty interesting, but I didn't find it interesting so much, and it kind of ties into what we were talking about. You know, like why is it that some people bring value but really can't communicate it, and then other people can communicate the value but really don't have it? You know, I think just introverts overall, I don't know. I'm just so excited about introverts at this time and space.
Now, that's kind of, that's not something you hear an awful lot, folks. I'm so excited about introverts. I'm not even sure those, I'm not even sure those two words, excited and introverts, there's something, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just kind of an interesting thing to say.
Well, you know, we're quiet. We're generally quiet because, truthfully, you know, we can get along in that whole quietness. But my point about people who are going into business today for whatever reason, whether they're downsized out or because they're sick of being on the hook of possibly being downsized, if you're an introvert, you're going to succeed more easily if you focus on your. We plan, don't we? Like to plan a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me throw something else out, Pat, that I think is I want to ask you about. I'm probably not an introvert, but I'm not as much of a self-promoter as I probably ought to be. So when I started my consulting business in '89, I don't like people who come up and say, you know, who wanted the self-promoters. I don't care for those people. I didn't want to be like that. So what I think introverts and people who aren't good self-promoters, I think what you asked the question, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Hi, I'm Jim, or bring the value. Bring the value is the best thing. Get up off your backside. Find somebody, even if it's your mother, that to give you some business, and let them tell people about what a great job you did. If you, it takes a little more time. You have to have a little more patience. But do such a great job, your customers have to tell other people about you, and word of mouth, as you know, Pat, is the best business in the world.
It's
the best marketing in the world.
Definitely, as long as it's good word of mouth.
Yeah. No, I'm assuming.
Dr. Mizro,
I'm presuming that.
About the kind of word of mouth. But, yeah, you know, I talk a lot with my clients about being a hub as opposed to being a hook.
Right.
When they're out networking, because the difference is just that you lead with the value and you don't become so self-promoting as much as you speak clearly about what it is that your services, your product can do in the solution end. And then you don't have to be so conscious of that, because what you want to do as a hub is help those people you're meeting out there. So even if you're in the marketplace getting a job, my point is focus on the other people and how can you help them first.
Right.
Because that's what's going to lead you to, as long as you can communicate the value some way, to what you want, whether it's another job or you want to launch your business and you need resources for it, or you've got a
but
great
if you
idea
do it,
and you need somebody to back you with money. It doesn't matter.
But if you do it long enough, Pat, you become a center of influence. And once you become a center of influence, you will be successful after that.
That's right. And you can build that on your strengths. You don't have to become that self-promoter.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that's what you did, Jim. You took your own strengths. You didn't think about self-promoting. And you got out there and you were a hub. And you had a great idea. And it had people that were attracted to it.
But you got to have patience, Pat. You got to have patience, and you got to believe. You got to believe, and you got to be willing to invest in the long term.
You have to, and I think that's what introverts do well. We plan.
I agree.
We're focused long term. We're creative. We definitely.
You like quality, and you like quality.
Exactly. We like quality in everything, including our relationship. So.
Patricia-Weber.com. That's 1B, right?
1B. Like
Patricia-Weber.com. It's a good site, folks. Hey, thanks, Pat, for being here. Good job, as always.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next week. We're going to see you in April. We're going to celebrate your 11th anniversary. Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sinsperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.